You're listening to C101.5 FM, The Hawk, from Mohawk College in Hamilton, Ontario.
Some city updates here in terms of the red zone. As you know, Hamilton remains in that category. And in order to protect the health and well-being of everyone in our community, throughout our city, everyone in our community must access health care and continue to live the home in your home. And it is important that we behave in a way that will ensure we don't end up having to implement additional
neglect.
So here we are, Wednesday, December 2nd, 2020. Yeah. And so what lies before you is the 30th episode of Hamiltopia with your friends Becky, Randy, and Dallas. This past week has been a rough one for Hamilton. A meaningful attempt to address the homelessness crisis in our city was flagrantly dismissed and ignored by our own mayor and most of city council. Since Monday, November 23rd, there has been a demonstration and an encampment set up out front of City Hall by the Defund the Police Coalition in an attempt to apply pressure on municipal government to take action in addressing our very dire housing crisis. And since the Hamilton Police Service budget sits at a grossly inflated $171 million, the coalition is demanding that half their budget is redirected into housing. 2 days ago, on Monday, police and bylaw officers came and dismantled the camp and put everything in the trash, tents, belongings, you name it, sending it to the landfill. The officers were not in uniform, so to avoid any sort of extra criticism by association, it was an extraordinarily cowardly move on the part of the city, the mayor, and the Hamilton Police Service. And it sent a strong message about how our elected officials feel about this vulnerable community who are unhoused. On Sunday, there was a vigil held at City Hall where names of houseless people who died in Hamilton were read aloud, and there were over 270 names. The mayor did not attend this vigil, and so on Monday night, some folks left a rose-filled coffin in front of the mayor's house, bringing the vigil to him. Fred Eisenberger was not impressed, and rather than understanding the symbolism of this move, called the police and demand an investigation and arrest to be made. Fred Eisenberger is a coward and not fit to lead our city. He is no leader. Ignoring Hamilton's housing crisis won't make it go away. And so, on tonight's episode of Hamiltopia, we shall aim to inject some auditory extrication into your fraught and fragile quiddities. My portion of today's program will be dedicated to the incredible organizers of the Defund HPS Coalition, who seem to have immeasurable and tireless amounts of energy and empathy. You have woken up a large contingent of our city and inspired us deeply. Right now you're hearing the main theme song of the coalition's movement, which is Cut It, featuring Young Dolph by O.T. Genasis. I'm not sure if I'm saying that right. And this next track is called Compassion, from the first release of the recently departed Cali Z Festo. Thanks for tuning into Hamiltopia. We appreciate you. Thank you.
machine I got.
She really doesn't seem anymore. He really doesn't seem anymore. She's a textbook case of not seeing anymore. She turns into entropy, and everything becomes green, and he's left alone in the fields of bad energy. She really starts to sing a little more. Karstall fell asleep, sleep with college, keto with blade, nutcase eyes, and dawn fade. Doesn't seem anymore. He really doesn't seem anymore. She's a textbook case of not seeming anymore. Turns into entropy, and everything becomes green, and he's left alone in the fields of bad energy. She really starts to seem a little more. I'm heavily invested in doubles of you, my love. Your sexual energy powers the entropy. Celebrate the future of reproductive technology. Heavily invested in doubles of you. Of not seeing anymore. She turns into entropy, and everything becomes green. He's left alone in the fields of bad energy. She really doesn't see anymore.
out to Charlie. Here is Cro-Mags with Survival of the Streets.
Just in case a nigga talking crazy, gotta sock him. I don't have no ammo, but my gun, I got the rocket.
Zoom, zoom, zoom.
On my target, know them niggas sorry. This in my pocket. Just in case a nigga talking crazy, gotta sock him. I don't have no ammo, but my gun, I got the rocket.
Zoom, zoom, zoom.
On my target, know them niggas sorry.
I ain't the type of bitch to do a lot of barking, and only thing I need validated is my parking. I'm from the back street, boy, where it's very rare we linking. If you sing the wrong note, we'll put your ass in sync. Originally from Virginia, DMV, we squadding. Then I'd head up north to do my prospect parking. That's a deadly combination, it ain't safe. After dark, bring your drip round here, we gon' all turn up sharks with that
fist in my pocket, just in case a nigga talking crazy, gotta sock him. I don't have no ammo, but my gun, I got the rocket.
Zoom, zoom, zoom.
On my target, know them niggas sorry. Fist in my pocket, just in case a nigga talking crazy, gotta sock him. I don't have no ammo, but my gun, I got the rocket.
Zoom, zoom, zoom.
On my target, know them niggas.
niggas sorry.
I drove inside the parking lot of my local Sally's. Prefer the one off Crenshaw, but today I'm in the valley. Who'd have thought a simple run for some edge control would lead to me almost stomping out a hole? I was looking at my day date as I'm standing on the line with my ex baby mother tried to sneak me from behind. She ain't even see my bitches right now. Three and like a college grad that can't wait to get their first degree. Now she wanna talk, but I ain't never been one to waver. I have four Toya Dome and call it mindless behavior. Moral of the story, stop trying to be a savior and keep your hands where I can see your woman. Have to violate her with the fist in my pocket just in case I'm.
Okay, well, that just about does it for the first third of today's show. You are listening to Hamiltopia on 101.5 The Hawk. We just heard the latest from LaKaylee 47 with Zoom. Before that, we heard At the Cookout by future local legend Akintoy, a.k.a. AK. Before that, we heard Survival of the Streets by Cro-Mags, and that went up to Charlie. Before that, we heard Nazi Apocalypse by Simply Saucer. Before that, we heard a very exclusive demo track from our dear pal Drainolith with Party at the End of the World. Before that, we heard a track called Compassion by Cali Z Festo. And to kick off today's set, we heard Cut It by OT Genesis featuring Young Dolph. And that goes out to the Defund HPS Coalition, who've been working their asses off to ensure the safety of our houseless community. Just wanted to shout out the mayor and wish him luck in getting all the blood off of his hands. Gonna throw it over to Randy now. What are you saying, Randy?
Hi, this is Kareem, host of Jazz in Session on 101.5 The Hawk, and you're listening to Hamiltopia.
Just wanted to take a minute right now and say how incredibly disheartening it is to see our city aggressively ignoring and our police service actively trashing our people's attempt to address the issue of homelessness in this city. It's just a terrible, shameful thing that the city and the police service won't step up to the plate. It's always been the people to address these problems. So for the people on the front line there, thank you. All the love and power and strength to you. And I know that the people are going to prevail over the pigs. So everyone be strong and hang in there and enjoy little tunes right now.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning, and welcome to the Mackenzie Dunn Show. Today we will be grooving to the latest tunes, and with us we have Matt Sandin of the Toronto Maple Leafs. He's here to talk to us about the past season and the playoffs. Traffic in Burlington is moving well for the most part, but we have a closure at Guelph Line and Lakeshore due to an oil spill. Motorists should avoid this area if at all possible. We will keep you updated as the day progresses. Weather for today will be sunny for the most part, but a chance of showers in the afternoon. Join me again at 3 in the afternoon for my afternoon show. Bye for now.
Thank you. Levantarse cada día. Yo no sabía. En realidad.
Thank you for sitting with us this evening. We just heard 20 minutes of music, and we started it off with a piece by Bill Burns, which is a children's choir doing dogs and boats and airplane sounds. And that was followed by Static Effect with the track Before the Glass Shatters. And after that, we had a little fake news report being read by a young girl. And that is from a tape I found on the ground at a metal scrapyard in Burlington. So, yeah, now you're on the radio. After that, we had Dreamcatcher with a track, Room to Move. And after that, we had R. Girardin and the track, Ahead. Following that, we had Ecology 141 and a track, Teplo. And what you just heard is the song, Cada Dia, by the group Nightfall in Camp. And keep listening, y'all.
Well, thank you very much, Randy and Becky, for those 40 minutes of pure auditory bliss. And thank you, loyal listener, for tuning in and sticking around. Up next, here's a track from the new Isagila record. Isagila is one of the most exciting artists out of Canada right now, originally from Iraq, now based out of Toronto. This is from her brand new full-length album called Corporate Cross on Hospital Records. This track is called Celigrin on Hamiltopia. Hell yeah. That was Prison Planet by OH, a.k.a. Ontario Hospital, a.k.a. Rich Audi of Orphix, and Dave Foster of Huron fame, two of Hamilton's most lauded ambassadors of dark techno. From their brand new release entitled No Contact, which collects live tracks from 2011 to 2019, that one we just heard was from the Rural Festival in Japan. Some pretty awesome shit right there. Speaking of awesome shit, do yourself a favor and check out the latest compilation from Principe Records out of Portugal, entitled Verão Dark Hope. I'd like to play a track off that from DJ Colt called Terra Foda. Enjoy!
Vida para verme pasar. Me fui perdiendo átomo por átomo de mi carne, y fui resbalándome poco a poco al alma. Peregrina en mí misma, me anduve un largo instante, me prolongué en el rumbo de aquel camino errante que se abría en mi interior, y me llegué hasta mí, íntima. Conmigo cabalgando seguí por la sombra del tiempo y me hice paisaje lejos de mi visión. Me conocí mensaje lejos de la palabra. Me sentí vida al reverso de una superficie de colores y formas. Y me vi claridad ahuyentando la sombra vaciada en la tierra desde el hombre. Ha sonado un reloj, la hora escogida de todos, la hora cualquiera, todas en una misma. Las cosas circundantes reconquistan color y forma. Los hombres se mueven ajenos a sí mismos para agarrar ese minuto índice que los conduce por varias direcciones estáticas. Se muda a lo ya hecho. Me busco. Estoy aún en el paisaje lejos de mi visión. Sigo siendo mensaje lejos de la palabra. La forma que se aleja y que fue mía un instante me ha dejado íntima. Y me veo claridad ahuyentando la sombra vaciada en la tierra desde el hombre.
Yes, that right there was Montreal's Nap with their exquisite track Intima. Speaking of naps, unless you've been napping for the past week and a half, I'm sure you've been aware of the peaceful protests that have been happening in front of Hamilton City Hall and the subsequent shameful, disgusting teardown and destruction of people's homes and belongings this past Monday. We encourage everyone to check out defundhps.com or at defundhps on Instagram to learn more about the demands that are being made right now. Check out how you can get involved, how you can donate. There's many ways to get involved. You don't have to attend any rallies. There's different ways you can contact different counselors, the mayor, administrators. The time is now for this change to happen. People need homes, and police definitely do not need fatter paychecks. Well, that's all for this week, folks. Thanks for tuning into Hamiltopia. We love you.
We need free permanent housing now. We need the defunding of Hamilton Police Services today. Take their surplus.